Thank you for calling.
Practice name withheld.
This is Kara speaking. I can help you.
Yes. I'm a new patient calling regarding possible treatment for sleep apnea.
Wonderful. Can I get your name?
David.
David. And how about a last name, David?
Name withheld.
David, I'm just going to place you on a tiny brief hold, but can I get a number just in case we get disconnected?
Phone number withheld.
Okay, David, just give me 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. David, thank you so much for calling. So tell me, have you had any previous treatment for your sleep apnea?
I've tried sleep apnea. It didn't work for me.
It doesn't? No. So are you using anything currently at all?
No, I'm not.
You're not? So how are you sleeping? How are you feeling?
Not good. I'm calling you.
Oh, well, good. And how did you get our number?
I was just doing a search online.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Now, David, have you had a recent sleep study?
It's been a little while, but it was bad last time.
Maybe within the last 3 years or so?
Yeah, the last 3 years, yes.
Okay, great. I'll get that information from you so that we can go ahead and get those records, because that will make your appointment even easier. Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure if I have it or not, but I have to somehow find it. I don't know where it is.
Well, if we have the name of the lab, or if we could get the name of your doctor, your primary care physician, we have our ways of getting them for you.
Okay.
As long as we get your permission to go ahead and get that, we'll take care of it, okay?
Okay.
So let's see. Now, David, how long has this been going on? You've tried the CPAP, it didn't work.
I don't know exactly. It's been quite a while. I'm not sure how long. Quite a while, though.
Quite a while. Maybe a couple of years or so? Or a couple of
more years.
Years. Okay. All right. So finally you've had it, and you thought there has to be something else? Is that what's going on?
Yes. Yes. I know there's some kind of dental devices they have out there. I was just trying to find someone that makes them and that could possibly work for me. So I was just trying to reach out there and see what's available.
Great. Have you tried any in the past?
No.
No, okay.
Doctor's name withheld.
Is the best, I can tell you. So he actually teaches other dentists how to be able to provide this treatment. So he's pretty phenomenal. You'll be in good hands with him. Can I ask, have you started to notice any health problems related to your sleep apnea?
I'm overweight, so I need to lose weight, but I haven't noticed anything else, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that has a direct relationship. With the sleep apnea, it makes it really hard to lose weight when you're struggling with sleep apnea. Now, David, how about in your dental insurance? Do you know what you have? Do you have an HMO, Medicare, PPO?
It should be a PPO. It's hold on 1 second, I can tell you.
That's okay.
MetLife Dental.
Perfect. We have a lot. And that's your dental, and then this will actually be billed through your medical, so we'll want you to bring in your medical insurance card, okay?
That's Cigna, PPO.
Cigna, PPO, okay. Dental. And so just bring that in with you because we can process all of that for you with your Cigna, okay?
Okay.
So what I need to get from you is your medical doctor's name, and phone number if I can, and maybe the sleep lab if you remember where that was done.